Lucien? Lucien, this isn't funny. Hello? All right. Whoever you are, show yourself right now.
No!
Lucien, how could you do something so stupid? I could have killed you.
You? You?
I don't think so. I mean, you're about as dangerous to me as a mouse.
Was it you making all those strange noises?
What? What, Domitian? Are we a little uptight today?
A little. Worth on a detail, Lucien. This is serious business. This isn't theater. This isn't some big comedy.
Okay.
I'm thinking we probably need a signal.
Signals? For what?
Yes, yes. Perhaps a howling coyote. Or perhaps a hooting owl.
What are we signaling, Lucien?
Well, you know, I want to make sure that you see them coming.
See you coming.
The angels. The angels, Domitian. A whole host of them coming up over the hill.
This is very funny, Lucien. I'm glad this is all just some big joke to you.
Or, perhaps as disciples. Maybe they'll band together and come and get us, like they did in Gethsemane. Cowards! They all ran away. Something like you, Domitian.
Do you have a bottomless appetite, Lucien? Do you shovel down food upon the hour? How can you possibly eat at a time like this?
Because I'm hungry?
After everything we saw, after everything that happened in the past few days, everything with him.
What? You still don't get it, do you? Well, let me run this by you one more time. Regarding a dead man. He's dead. I ran my sword through him myself. You know, the only thing that's crazy about all of this is we're guarding a dead man as if he was still a threat to us. Personally, I think Pilate has lost his mind.
Don't question Pilate.
What do you mean?
You know about the followers that he had, the things that they said he could do. They were talking about impossible things, him making miracles.
Give me a break.
No, Lucien. There was talks of him raising someone from the dead near the Jordan River. Healing blindness. My uncle, you know the one in the garrison? He told me that he healed his servant. With just a word, Lucien. You know my uncle. You know he wouldn't lie like that. And then there was everything that happened at the crucifixion.
Oh, yes. The crucifixion. I saw you at the crucifixion. I saw you running down the hill, puking your guts out. Some kind of Roman soldier you are.
Do not mock me, Lucian. I've seen my fair share of crucifixions. This was different. The earthquake, the darkness. Something was happening. Something that was unnatural, against the order of things. I saw something I couldn't explain. Yes, it scared me, Lucian, and I'm a bit scared now.
You know what? You need to get off the vino. I mean, great. I get to pull guard duty in the city of Jerusalem with Lieutenant Paranoid.
What was that?
I think they were aftershocks from Friday's earthquake. Yes, I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
No. Oh, no. It's the third.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
It's the third day, Lucian. The third day.
What? What?
That's what he said. That's what he said.
He said what?
He said he came back on the third day, Lucian. The third day.
No, that's impossible. That is impossible.
Why do you look for the living among the dead?
How I long to breathe the air of heaven, where pain is gone and mercy fills the streets, to look upon the one who bled to save me and walk with him for all eternity. There will be a day when all will bow before him. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with he who died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord. Every prayer we prayed in desperation, the songs of faith we sang through doubt and fear, in the end we'll see that it was worth it when he returns to wipe away our tears.
Who was slain?
No!
is risen. Welcome to New Life. I'm Pastor Nathan. I'm lead pastor here at New Life. So glad you're here to celebrate together. And welcome our guests. And it's a privilege for you to join us and celebrate together. The kids, we're just going to continue to give praise to our risen Lord. So kids, come on down. Come out of the corners. Wave flags over here. Take an instrument, a rattle, a tambourine, a drum. Yeah, there's the tambourine. And help us praise our risen Lord Jesus. All right? Come on down. Come on down. And we're going to continue to sing and give praise to our God. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him under the mighty skies. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is risen.
Signs by the word, as the one. so I'll cherish.
So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. And I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Now let's change it.
Now let's change it.
Salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Amen. You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He is risen. One more time. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Fantastic. Kids, church kids, you are going to be joining us this morning in the service, so you can head back up. But if you are 3 years old or 4 years old or 5 years old, you can just stay here for just a moment, and you are going to be dismissed to Little Lights. Welcome to New Life Church. Happy Easter. My name is Kunrad, and I'm going to be our host this morning. And it is a pleasure to host you on this Easter morning. Today is a most important day, not just in Christian history, but in world history. Christ is risen. He has conquered sin and death. Amen. One of our values at New Life Church is to share God's love with everyone that gathers with us here live or virtually. So this morning, welcome and happy Easter to those who are joining us online as well. One way that we can show God's love in kind of a small gifty kind of way is to offer you one of our New Life tote bags with a tumbler and some Honduran coffee, just to show our appreciation for you joining us. And so if you fill out a Connect card, which is a card that's just in the seat pocket in front of you, and you deliver that to the info booth, we'd love to hand that to you this morning as well. And if you're joining us online, if you just drop a comment in the comment section below and let us know who you're with and who you're worshiping with this morning, we'll find a way to get that gift to you as well. This morning, Little Lights, you are going to be dismissed to continue celebrating the goodness of Easter together downstairs. So if your children are 3, 4, or 5 years of age, six years of age, you will be dismissed in just a moment. But we just want to extend a blessing to these wonderful kids who helped us this morning in so many amazing ways through dance and worship this morning. Just as you go down to continue your worship this morning, we'll just pray a blessing over you as well. So, Congregation of Jesus Christ, if you could just stretch a hand while we pray and bless these little kids. Lord, we present these kids before you. Thank you, Lord, that they are yours and you've entrusted them to us to raise them and to instruct them in your ways. Thank you, Lord, that they have an opportunity to continue celebrating a risen Lord, their risen Lord, and their risen Savior. Thank you, Lord, for their leaders. I pray, Lord, that you would just pour a blessing upon them as they lead them this morning as well. Thank you, Lord, that you value little children in your kingdom, and you encourage all of us to be like these this morning, and they led us this morning. Thank you, Lord, so much for them, and bless them. In your name we pray, amen. All right, Little Lights, you can follow Mrs. Marg in this way through this door. And this morning, we just have one announcement, and that is to introduce our next series at New Life, which will start on Sunday, April the 16th. And this new series is called Radio Spirituality, and it's going to feature a popular song that you may or may not have heard on the radio. And this series will present biblical messages that reflect on what the authors, the writers of those songs are saying about spirituality and Christianity, which will be pretty awesome. There's the sign for that one there, Radio Spirituality. Maybe you have friends or neighbors or coworkers who are really into pop music. They're fans of popular music, and if you want to invite them to join us for this series as well, that would be awesome. We have an opportunity this morning to extend our worship through the giving of our gifts and our offerings this morning. And our offering this morning is for Life Recovery Ministry. Life Recovery is a Christian women's recovery center here in Abbotsford. Their mission is to provide a safe and structured, supportive Christian community for women who desire a lifestyle free from alcohol and drug addiction. And I've had a pleasure to the opportunity to hear some of the transformative stories in some of these women's lives, and this ministry is an absolute blessing. And so we'd love to ask you to give to that this morning. On the screen here, you see different ways that we have an opportunity to give this morning, and the giving of our offering will take place during our fellowship time this morning. So we have boxes here at the front that you can give to, and the ways that are shown on the screen to give your gifts electronically this morning. So let's pray for the offering and the work of Life Recovery this morning. Join me in prayer. Lord, I thank you for this time of worship that we could have been in, declaring your praises and your goodness and the realization of good news, that through the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, the revelation of the kingdom, his death, his suffering, but today, Lord, his resurrection, there is good news, reason to celebrate. Thank you too, Lord, this morning that we can extend our worship through the giving of our gifts, recognizing, Lord, that you have given us so much. You've blessed us to overflowing. And Lord, we thank you that we can give in support of others. Thank you, Lord, for Life Recovery Ministry. These women that are in a safe community, a supportive community, that are leading them to also see and understand the good news, the difference that your Son makes in our lives, the story of transformation that is coming out of some of these women's testimonies. Lord, I thank you so much for their community, the support, the staff there. And I ask, Lord, that you would just multiply the giving of our gifts here this morning. Thank you, Lord, for all of the extra things that happen over an Easter weekend, the gathering of family, the gathering of friends. Would you bless that time, Lord, as we reflect and celebrate on your goodness to us? You are awesome. Thank you, Lord, for this time together. In your name we pray. And everybody together said, amen. All right, we are going to spend some time in fellowship this morning. There is coffee at the back. There are guests here that maybe we haven't seen before. Introduce yourself. Wish them a happy Easter. Say to one another, he is risen. He is risen indeed. Let's enjoy our time in fellowship together this morning. You're dismissed to enjoy that fellowship this morning.
Please take a seat, please. Find your seat. Wonderful. All right. Oh, yeah, no, that would not be good, huh? All right, found a seat. Save some of that coffee for me. I'm going to need a cup after the service. All right. Oh, so good. Wow. Wonderful. My goodness. What a morning. Oh, God is good. Hallelujah. He is risen. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, isn't this impressive? Pretty spectacular, huh? Like, I mean, right? The light shining through the pathway of light. I'm not talking about this structure here. I mean, that's cool too, but that we celebrate an empty grave, isn't that impressive? I want us to live into that this morning. I want us to relive that again this morning, because you see, the difficulty, of course, is that for many of us, we have celebrated Easter so many times that we just get caught up in the hype and the celebration of Easter, but the thing is, we don't get to see Jesus. And I want us this morning to think about what it means to see Jesus, the risen Lord, the Lord of life. See, the danger is that all of the celebration and all of the excitement of Easter simply becomes cheap joy. And in a world like ours and in a life like yours and mine, we don't need cheap joy. We don't need just a superficial thrill to keep us smiling. We need real joy. Have you seen Jesus? Have you seen the risen Lord? Matthew chapter 28. After the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. All the other gospel writers say that these women went to the tomb to put spices on the body of Jesus. But that doesn't make any sense to Matthew, because the stone was sealed against the tomb. You couldn't get at the body. And so what Matthew wants to emphasize this morning for us is, you've got to see Jesus. That's what the women went to the tomb. They didn't matter about the logic of it. They wanted to see Jesus. They had to. They were compelled to go to the tomb despite the fact that the stone was rolled away, was sealed. They had to see Jesus. They had to. And then there was a violent earthquake. For an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and they became like dead men. Seeing Jesus at Easter means daring to look at the harsh reality of our world and seeing God turn it upside down. Matthew is telling us, look, this Easter event isn't just some mere happy occasion. This Easter event turns the world upside down, or rather, it turns the world right side up again. Easter doesn't bring instant joy. There's all kinds of fear and trembling in Matthew's account of the resurrection. There's an earthquake. There's people standing guard who are supposed to be stalwart, who are afraid. They're worried. They're trembling. All of creation is struck with what has happened on Easter when Jesus arose. Because Jesus coming back to life isn't just some big relief. We're not here simply to celebrate, oh, Jesus came back from the dead. Lucky for him. The whole world is turned upside down. Your life is turned upside down because of Easter. Something has happened that shakes the whole world to its very core. And at this moment, there was throughout all the earth a sense of majesty and mystery that carries on even to today. Majesty and mystery because of the risen Jesus. Have you seen him? Have you seen him? The risen Lord of life? Have you seen Jesus, the holy God, at work in an unholy world, in the midst of creation, setting everything right again? Have you seen him? Keep that sense of Easter about you. And then you will see and you will have Easter joy, even in the midst of a broken, messed up world. Yes. There's been an earthquake, devastating earthquake in Turkey. Yes, there is a horrible war going on in Ukraine. Yes, there is the continuing opioid crisis that destroys our society. Yes, there is rising poverty. Yes, there is diminishing economies. But we know because of what has happened at Easter, that this is not the end of the matter. Have you seen Jesus? None of it ends up in despair because the world is under new rule. Jesus is alive. He is the King. He is risen. Hallelujah. He is risen. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. For I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee." Into Galilee. Not into Jerusalem. Not into the place where this all took place. Not in Jerusalem, where all the center of the world was. Not in Jerusalem, where all the powerful authorities were. But to Galilee, the place of the Gentiles. That's you and me. Jesus goes there, to the place where you and I are. The ordinary place. Not the place of prominence. But he goes to the place of the Gentiles. There, there, you will see him. "Now I have told you," says the angel. See, something else happens that helps us to see Jesus at Easter. Facing the fear and the misery within our own lives. Not only are the two lonely women afraid, the story starts with fear that struck the guards at the tomb. Everybody's afraid. Everybody's anxious about the future of the world, about the future of our lives. I mean, here were two soldiers. The picture of the world's strength and security. And at Jesus' resurrection, they are struck with fear and become like dead men. And the dead corpse that they were guarding was raised to life. You want to overcome the fear and the worry and the anxiety in your life?
You've got to see Jesus. Easter has to be more than just a spectacular show that impresses us. You need to see Jesus in the midst of life's harsh realities. The empty tomb isn't just some neat trick Jesus pulls off to keep his disciples happy. If it was, he would have immediately showed up to the disciples and said, ta-da, here I am, don't worry about it, guys, it's all taken care of. Instead, he goes off to Galilee and says, meet me over there. Meet me in the ordinary parts of life. Have you seen Jesus? Have you seen Jesus at work in the ordinary parts of life? Bernie just came up to me just before the service and said, a year ago, I was watching Easter service in the hospital. Bernie's seen Jesus at work in his own life. The fear and anxiety of our lives, the worries that we have. Jesus has that in his hands because he is risen. He is risen indeed. That's the power and the joy of Easter. If it makes a difference in your everyday, real, ordinary world, if your experience of Easter reaches into the parts of your life that are dark with loneliness and with sickness, with despair and with shame, then you'll know what it means to welcome Easter with an earthquake. It shakes your whole world. It shakes your whole life upside down. Women are struck. They're struck with the same fear as the guards. And the reason they don't fall in fear is because the angel tells them good news. I know you're looking for Jesus. He has risen. Go. Go and see it for yourself. And then Jesus shows up. I'm telling you, in this week, if you're looking for the risen Lord, if you look for Jesus, he'll show up and you will see him. Resurrection joy isn't just for one day. It's not just an Easter thing. It's not just some happiness tacked on to the rest of our otherwise dreary lives. If Easter is just a grand celebration in church once a year, you won't see Jesus. You're not going to experience Easter joy. Resurrection joy begins when we receive the news of the risen Savior in the midst of our most dreadful fear. Believing in the resurrection is trusting in God's power to bring life and peace in the most agonizing times of our lives. And he will do it. Have you seen Jesus? So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy. Isn't that something? Afraid and yet filled with joy. Afraid and yet filled with joy. And they ran to tell his disciples. And suddenly Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. That's an ordinary kind of thing. It was as if Jesus just walked up to them and said, hello. All right. That's what Matthew's telling us. Is this an ordinary form of greeting? It wasn't anything special. It wasn't, oh, God bless you. Is this, hello? Imagine that. Have you seen Jesus? Have you seen Jesus in the ordinary parts of your life? Where he does something, he assures you. He embraces you, gives you a hug. Somebody says something and you're like, oh, that's like the words of Jesus. In this moment, something happens and you go, I don't know how it happened. Have you seen Jesus? Hello. And they came to him. They clasped his feet and they worshiped him. And then Jesus said to them, same thing that the angel said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. See, finally, to see Jesus, the risen Lord, is to receive the good news that he isn't here We could stare at this tomb all day long, trying to figure it out, trying to find some kind of proof of what happened. But the fact is that every gospel writer tells about the risen Lord Jesus Christ after the fact. Nobody was there to say, well, you see, actually, this is how it happened. So, and here's the proof because, you know, this is how it works. It was all after the fact. All we have is the news, the good news, that Jesus rose from the dead. That's all the gospel writers have. That's all that we've received. Because Easter joy isn't about figuring it all out, making it logical sense. Everybody arrives after the fact and simply receives the news. Easter joy is about hearing that news. Easter joy is about proclaiming that good news. See, the guards, they knew the truth. They knew something happened. And so they go back to their boss and they go, we're in trouble. And they're paid to tell a different story. And they learn themselves, convince themselves to live the lie. And that lie continues on today. It's a lie that tells us that there is nothing beyond the grave. It's a lie that tells us that all I have is whatever I can acquire here on earth, and that's going to make me happy. It's a lie that says all I need to do is fill myself up with enough caffeine or alcohol or other substance to be able to enjoy life. The women receive the news. Those women who are longing to see Jesus, they go to the tomb, sealed tomb, nevertheless, they go there to see Jesus, and they receive the news, and they enter into Easter joy, and they see Jesus. And then they're twice commissioned, once by the angel, once by Jesus, to go and tell that news that Christ arose. Because telling the good news, it's like a golden thread being woven through the fabric of our lives. That's why we're here this morning, to tell each other the good news. He has risen. Hallelujah. So the next time we meet Jesus, he's with the disciples. They see Jesus. And in verse 16 of this last chapter, these disciples, they have the same reaction to the news of his resurrection. They're both afraid and filled with joy. That's life. That's life. Yes, we're afraid. But we've seen Jesus, and we're filled with joy. And it's not just joy that we just kind of hold on to tightly. But it's joy that reflects a news that we've got to tell, just as Jesus commissioned the women, just as Jesus commissioned the disciples. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Good news. Good news. Jesus has arisen. And we have life. Easter dispels all of the harsh reality and all of the fear of our broken lives. Afraid, but yet filled with joy. That doesn't just bring a superficial happiness. It reveals to us that the world has been renewed. Our lives have been renewed. Our lives have been redeemed. They've been taken back by God himself so that we are called children of the Heavenly Father. This Easter, meet the risen Jesus, just as the women met him, dispelling all of our deepest fears, leading us into joy that's everlasting. Worship him. and see Jesus. Let's pray together. God, our hearts are grateful. Grateful that we can gather here together to celebrate the risen Lord. Yes, we know it happened so long ago, and God, forgive us when we turn the news into something mundane because we've heard it so many times, and it seems like it was just a single event that happened so long ago. God, forgive us for our short-sightedness. Forgive us, God, for grasping at straws. Forgive us, God, for not even bothering to go to the tomb because we've already given up. It's sealed. It's done. It's hopeless. And inspire, God, plant in us, in our hearts, in each one of us here present today. Father, I pray by the power of your Holy Spirit that you'll plant in us that seed of hope that says, I want to see Jesus, the risen Lord. And so, God, create life in us so that when we go from this place and when we go into the ordinary parts of our lives, that we'll really be alive and people will say, that person lives life unusually because of the risen Lord. And so, God, fill us, yes, despite our fear and trembling, fill us with Easter joy that we may see you and give you all the praise and all the glory. And all God's people said, amen.
Please stand. sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb was overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb was overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah.
It's not over yet. We got one more song to sing. But after the service, there's going to be refreshments just in the back of the auditorium here. And help yourself to them. Celebrate together. Because it's never over. All right? He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. And so, in this week, I'm praying and hoping that you see Jesus, the risen Lord. And may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, may he equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in you all that is pleasing to him through our risen Lord Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's sing.
Go in peace. other people sing.